This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The light at the end of the pandemic tunnel is burning brighter. To be clear, many challenges lay ahead, but we are moving into a less restrictive social structure. Joining us with the latest today is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for joining us again today.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Yesterday, Governor Whitmer made a significant announcement. 55% of Michigan residents 16 years and older have had at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccination. That is the first benchmark in her four-step Vac to Normal Challenge, as she calls it. What that means is employers will be allowed to resume in-person work effective Monday, May 24th. Will you and your colleagues in the health department fully return to in-person work at that time?
That's absolutely something we're looking at. I mean, at this point, as folks probably realize, we have a lot of folks out at our vaccine clinics, mm-hmm. you know, all of the time, and that kind of limits, you know, who can be in the office. But, and we've had some folks in the whole time. But certainly there's a lot of our work that is done very effectively remotely, and there are some child care issues and things like that for many of our folks. So we're looking at that. And importantly, this distinction means that the requirement to offer that remote work will be lifted, and certainly organizations and businesses are free to figure out how best that works for them, you know, at the current time.
Is there any hesitation among your colleagues about congregating once again in larger numbers?
Well, certainly I think, you know, because our folks are upfront and close with both the negative impact of this virus as well as the data, they tend to be a cautious bunch.
right.
You know, that said, folks have all had the opportunity to be vaccinated as well. And so we tend to follow the guidelines, you know, wear those masks and keep distance indoors and keep gatherings to a minimum and have a little more freedom, you know, outdoors.
It's going to be a lot of conversations going on, no matter where you may work. There's going to be a lot of internal conversations about what will be appropriate as we transition back into a kind of a full-time workforce.
Absolutely. But there's no doubt, of course, that having that vaccination on board it does allow more safer activities to happen in terms of gatherings and being around other people.
So let's talk vaccinations. Here in Washtenaw County, where are we in terms of percentage vaccinated?
We are doing quite well in Washtenaw County. We are over, as of last week, our data will be updated today on Tuesday. But as of last week, we were over 60% of everyone 16 and over having that first dose, and over 85% for our oldest group of residents are 65 and older. So doing quite well overall. Obviously, more to go to get everyone to that 70% goal. And the really good news is that now, you know, we were in this position for a long time where demand was exceeding supply and it could be tricky to get that appointment, get that vaccine right away. And we've moved out of that area. Vaccine is widely available. It's quite easily accessible, meaning that there are many options throughout the county where you can either schedule an appointment or walk in quite quickly and easily. And, you know, that's really the goal, to make it as easy as possible for everyone eligible.
We're talking with Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. And the Federal Drug Administration yesterday announced the Pfizer vaccines will now be made available to those aged 12 to 15 years old. So that will expand the number of people eligible. When might that become available and be put into practice here in Washtenaw County?
That was an exciting step. As many folks heard last night, the first step is the FDA authorization. And to be clear, this is an extension of their existing authorization for those 12 to 15-year-olds. And the next step for us to actually be able to use that is for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, their advisory committee, called Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, is scheduled to meet Wednesday.
So it's on the fast track.
It is, yes. So this should all happen fairly quickly. That recommendation hopefully will happen Wednesday. There's a little bit of time, about 24 hours, that's expected and needed for implementation of that. And so we expect that we'll be able to start vaccinating those 12 to 15-year-olds either Friday or Saturday. So we are getting ready to do that.
And if the people want to get prepared for that, can they sign up yet, or do they need to wait until that is authorized?
Well, we have had some folks signing up, you know, starting Wednesday, and unfortunately we've had to cancel those appointments. But as the news came out last night, we did see our appointments Saturday and the beginning of the next week start to fill up. So that scheduling is available. As folks may know, we still are in this position, you know, if you're looking for an appointment and thinking, oh, there aren't any like a month out, you know, we still are in this position of scheduling a lot of those appointments week by week when supplies are confirmed. So we've been in a position where clinics haven't been filling every week, and we're expecting that there is a lot of available capacity at this time for those additional 12 to 15 year olds.
And for parents who may be hesitant about this, are you going to expand outreach or continue outreach to kind of educate and comfort those who are worried?
Yeah, we're really, you know, again, since we've been in that place of such high demand for so long, we're really kind of just getting going. But certainly part of what we want to do is make sure that anyone who has questions about the vaccine, that information and those questions are easy to get answered. You know, there's unfortunately a wealth of both false and true information out there. And we recommend folks start with their healthcare provider if they have one. If they don't, there's certainly a lot of great public information out there from trusted sources here locally with us at the health department or with our local health systems like St. Joe's and Michigan Medicine. They have great information, as do many of our other healthcare providers.
Now, because the vaccines have become more readily available and we've seen the increased number of people vaccinated, are those big mass vaccination sites like the EMU Convocation Center still necessary?
That's a great point. And as we see that we're moving out of what we'd call an emergency distribution mode, where we really have the need for those big mass central sites that could do a lot of vaccinations quickly, vaccines are now available many other places, pharmacies, healthcare providers, and so forth. So while we expect to continue doing those mass clinics for a bit longer, we are scaling them back a tad. So that means, for example, our Pierce Lake site in Chelsea, that is slated to have its last regular Tuesday on May 25th. So if you're near that area and you hope to still get vaccinated out there, it's time to go ahead and start doing that.
Right.
And then also at EMU Convocation Center, we've been running that 4 days a week. And by the end of the month, we're moving toward reducing that to 2 days a week. So we'll keep our Wednesdays and Saturdays, which tend to be our more popular days, and we'll be phasing out the Thursdays and Fridays later this month.
Once again, we're talking with Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. And Susan, this has all seemed like an endless road with no end in sight. And again, a long road still ahead. But let's consider this. The first vaccine shot was delivered on Monday, December 14th of 2020. That was only 6 months ago. So with all the barriers, with all the hurdles and frustrations, I find it amazing we've come so far. I know you, like virtually everyone else in healthcare and related fields, have had days and weeks that felt like years. Does it feel as though some of the burden is starting to lift?
Yeah, you know, given the short time frame, we really have come incredibly far in terms of offering a vaccine and getting it actually out into folks. So it does feel like a big relief, and it feels like we're on the way here. We have a vaccine that is incredibly effective, more than one vaccine, actually, and that is great news. We all know, of course, that it's not 100% effective, and that's all the more reason that we really need to get those high rates of vaccination so everyone can get as much individual protection on board for them and push us closer to that community-wide protection.
Again, a long way to go, but we must also look forward beyond the immediate need. So when we get to December of this year, the first of those who were vaccinated may need to get a vaccine booster. It is generally assumed that the changing nature of COVID-19 will require that, perhaps on an annual basis. Is there any planning underway, or at least discussion about how to accommodate that need?
Yeah, you know, we haven't had a lot of discussion, as you say, because there's many unknowns. Hopefully, we will be less in this sort of emergency distribution and more in this, the way we might get our regular annual flu shot, for
example. Yeah, go in for your physical and get your shot.
Sure, it becomes widely available and there's lots of choices and options. But of course, we know, you know, at times those options aren't the most accessible for folks. And there may still be work for us to do, kind of as we're doing now, where we're really working hard to make that vaccine easy and accessible to everyone. So going to neighborhood settings or, you know, really eliminating that transportation barrier, making sure costs or time of day isn't an issue. So there still may be a lot of that work to happen, but hopefully supply and sort of number of providers won't be as much of an issue as it is when a vaccine is brand new and, you know, nobody's distributing it yet.
Well, thank you for sharing the information and your time today, Susan. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. For more information on today's conversation, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.